Welcome to the Deep Dive. We've got a stack of sources here today, focusing on Vermont education news, pulling a lot from a recent issue of 802 Ed.
That's right. And our plan is to, quickly unpack the really important bits of information and insight for you.
Exactly. Cut through the noise. We'll touch on the ongoing drama with that education reform bill, something surprising about classroom tech.
And some genuinely useful opportunities, too. It's quite a mix.
All right, let's get into it. So right off the top, the biggest story, it seems, is this education reform bill saga in the legislature. Sounds like the last few weeks were, well, pretty bumpy.
Intense is probably a good word.
Yeah.
The reporting describes a lot of back and forth, different ideas between the House and Senate versions.
Someone even called the recent action just wild.
Yeah, wild. And you really get a sense of the tension from some other comments, too. Things like, the clock has run out.
And that description of the whole process as rushed, opaque, and unprofessional, that's pretty pointed.
Very pointed. And there was that other quote, never take a vote you don't know the outcome of. Kind of cynical, maybe.
Maybe realistic, depending on your view, I suppose. What's interesting in the Buzz on the Street section is seeing all the different angles.
Totally. You've got Senator Chittenden strongly against the current bill.
Mm-hmm.
Then David F. Kelly raising concerns about, power moving away from local districts.
Mm-hmm.
And Liz Edsel urging everyone to just, slow down, talk more with people actually doing the work.
It really shows it's not a simple fix, is it? There are a lot of layers here.
Definitely not simple.
So where is this this messy road race, as the editor called it right now, still running?
Seems like it.
Mm.
The House is set to reconvene, and education's right up there on their list.
Okay.
And that conference committee, the one trying to sort out the differences, they've pushed their deadline, now looking at mid-June.
Mid-June. So still some time, but it feels like the clock is ticking. The editor's take, calling the process a bit embarrassing because it's unfinished, that kind of resonates.
Yeah. You get that sense. Okay, so let's shift from the State House to the classroom itself. There was a really striking finding in here from a national survey about tech.
Oh, right. I saw that. The idea that classroom laptops, the Chromebooks, can actually be a bigger distraction for students than their own phones. That kind of surprised me.
Me too, actually. And the quote they used to explain it was, well, powerful. Comparing giving some students a device to asking an alcoholic to hold a drink.
Wow.
Yeah. It really highlights that, just having the tech isn't enough. Figuring out how to manage it so it doesn't become too tempting.
Ah.
That seems crucial. Maybe something we're still figuring out.
And connecting this outwards, the sources touch on broader trends too, right? Things happening nationally.
Yeah, like this tech distraction thing isn't just Vermont. Over half the states now apparently have laws about limiting phone use in schools. So it's a big conversation. And they also draw a line between housing support, which is a big push in Vermont, and how that stability or lack of it can really affect kids in school. It's all connected.
Right. Things outside the classroom impacting what happens inside. Makes sense. And a quick mention of literacy comprehension research.
To nod to the importance of teaching kids how to find the main idea when they read seems fundamental.
Okay, let's pivot. Hmm. Because amidst all the policy debates and, the big picture stuff, 802 Ed also pointed to some really practical things, stuff you can actually use.
Definitely. And some of it is, quite eye-opening. Like the number of school leader vacancies the VPA reported.
The Principals Association. How many?
59. 59 positions turning over. Yeah. That's a lot. Makes you wonder about stability.
Yeah, wow. But okay, on the flip side, opportunities, if you're maybe looking for a role.
Well, Josh Tuprick apparently compiled a list with over 500 remote K-12 jobs nationally. So options are out there.
500 remote jobs. Okay. What about other opportunities? More Vermont specific.
Yeah, quite a few listed. Free national park passes for fourth graders, which is cool.
Nice.
There are free virtual mental health first aid workshops for educators. Happening, well, they were listed for May and June.
The important resource.
Definitely. And nominations for the VSBA Board Excellence Award. Those are due June 30th.
Got it. VSBA is the School Boards Association.
Right. And BAR has an RFP, Els Kanawha. Request for proposals for professional learning services, also due June 30th. And for high schoolers, there's a UVM Summer STEM Conference on July 7th.
Okay, lots going on. And there were some useful tips sprinkled in there too, right? Like career advice.
Yeah, little nuggets about presenting accomplishments, handling the end of the school year stress, prioritizing mental health. Good reminders. Oh, and an abbreviation guide, which is handy.
Always helpful in education.
And just a couple quick admin notes we saw. The Vermont State University president announced plans to retire, but not immediately. It's end of the 2025-2026 academic year.
So a heads up there. And something about the AOE licensing system.
Yeah, Agency of Education, their software is getting an upgrade in early July, so there'll be a short blackout period for licensing stuff. Just something to be aware of.
Good to know.
And finally, some congrats were mentioned to folks getting an administrator licenses and Jennifer Settle being named CIA Leader of the Year.
CIA being Curriculum, Instruction, and Assessment. Great recognition. So we've covered quite a range today, from that really intense legislative back and forth on the big reform bill to surprising tech challenges in classrooms, and then all the way down to practical resources, job lists, deadlines, and celebrating people's work.
Yeah, the goal was really just to pull out those key threads from the sources, give you a quick, clear sense of what's happening in Vermont education right now.
And we'll leave you with this thought to chew on. Given all that disagreement and the ticking clock we talked about with the education reform bill, what do you think is the single most important factor for legislators to focus on right now to really serve Vermont's students and communities best? Something to consider.